Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California is now attempting to force pro-life organizations, pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, to literally participate in and promote abortion. This is absolutely outrageous, but it's indicative of the bad policies of California and the current governor, Jerry Brown. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, the Reproductive Fact Act was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown not long ago. It fines pro-life pregnancy centers if they do not post signs in their waiting rooms promoting California's low-cost or free abortions and directing women to facilities that literally commit homicide through this abortion atrocity. I mean, that's unbelievable. It's forced speech. It is forcing these centers to do exactly the opposite of what their mission and their sincerely held religious beliefs are. This is so contrary to our fundamental core values and contrary to life. And this is being challenged, but this is outrageous that we would have a government force crisis pregnancy centers to engage in directing women towards committing literally the destruction of their innocent human children.
Well, by way of analogy, and this wouldn't be even nearly as bad as what Governor Brown has done here, clearly a gross First Amendment violation here. They're not going to get away with this, but it just shows you how the abortion lobby just worships at the altar of abortion, of death, and that they are willing to try to compel, to force pro-lifers to violate their conscience and promote murder. Well, by way of analogy, it'd be like Governor Brown signing a law that says all Jewish synagogues and all Muslim mosques throughout California have to put up signs advertising the pork industry and promoting the pork industry here. That wouldn't be nearly as bad as what Governor Brown is doing here.
No, you know, and we had something very similar to this in Florida back in the 1990s when not the state legislature, but a department organization issued an administrative rule. And the same thing, that they had to give information to people coming to crisis pregnancy centers about the availability of abortion facilities throughout their community. Liberty Counsel, we filed suit against this law, and it's called True Life Choice versus the state of Florida at that time, or the person who was part of the administrative branch of Florida. But it was on behalf of True Life Choice Crisis Pregnancy Center, and we won that case. That's a no-brainer. It's the first of its kind in the country, but it's a repeat of what's happening now in California, except this is legislation signed into law by the governor. So now what you had is, it's not just some administrator up in some bureaucratic position. It is the majority of the House and the Senate in California and the governor of California all being complicit. This is completely bankrupt. You know, the state of California has had so many problems. Obviously, you can see it's morally bankrupt before it ever became fiscally and otherwise bankrupt in its policies and in its operation. But for this particular government to force these crisis pregnancy centers to do exactly opposite of what their mission is an anathema to our constitutional liberties.
Well, Live Action, writing about this law that Governor Brown has signed, says, so much for the often touted abortion slogan, quote, safe, legal, and rare. The abortion lobby and its enablers in California government who passed this law are not interested in making abortion rare. The heavy fines that pro-life pregnancy centers will be forced to pay if they don't comply may shut many of them down. And of course, that's the goal, Matt. The very abortion groups that claim to want women to have, quote, choices are actually working with government to try to remove their choices. Of course, you know, choice has always been a euphemism. That's why they call it pro-choice is nonsensical. It is pro-abortion. It is pro-death. This is the pro-death lobby. And, you know, the scriptures talk about sin and that people who are engaged in sin, they want everyone to be engaged in sin right along with them. And Governor Brown and liberals in California are willing to force pro-lifers to become complicit in their push for abortion, homicide, for murder.
You know, nothing else literally is on the same level of this, because what we're dealing with is life and death. So nothing else that is comparable even rises to this level. But it would be outrageous, for example, if the state said that in a lobby that has, say, Liberty Council, that in our lobby we have to post signs that say you can also go to the ACLU or to some other organization for representation that's completely opposite of what we're going to give you on this particular issue with regards to religious freedom, life, or marriage. Or, for example, for any other organization, for example, to put in the lobby of a church. There's an atheist group down here in our community, and you can go there and get information at virtually no cost from them about their position that there is no God, when our position is that there is a loving God who created you and you are created in His image. I mean, there's nothing on that comparable level because we're dealing here with life, but on those issues that I just described, people would be outraged that you would be forced to provide information and resources that are completely contrary to the reason for your existence. Here, however, it's even escalated because we're talking about life and death. We're talking about going to a facility. Like, for example, if you went to a hospital that's there to save lives, and the hospital is required to give you information about somebody who will take your life at a reasonable cost down the street, how ridiculous is this? Here, people are going to this facility to get free pregnancy tests, to get counseling, to get help, and they're having to give them information about other abortion, butcher facilities somewhere in their community. I can tell you what, I encourage every single crisis pregnancy center to just simply ignore that law. Obviously, there are a couple of lawsuits that are coming on. This is absolutely unconstitutional. Liberty Council is in the process of filing a lawsuit on behalf of some crisis pregnancy centers. I have no doubt that this law will be struck down as unconstitutional.
Well, it's progressivism on display. This is pure cultural Marxism to try to, it's tyranny, Matt, to use the power of the state, it's statism, to use the power of the state to force individuals against their will to promote the viewpoint of the state, even on matters of life and death. This would be like, Hitler forcing all organizations and around the country, even those that actively work and their whole purpose is to fight the persecution of the Jewish people. This would be like trying to force them to announce, well, you need to promote Auschwitz, you need to promote Dachau force, you need to, you know, and that's how just irresponsible and tyrannical this is. But we shouldn't be surprised, Matt. This is what the cultural Marxists do. They can't win the debate on the merits, so they have to use the power of state to force their viewpoint down the throats of every single American. And you know, we are a constitutional republic. The First Amendment will not permit that. And so I believe that the First Amendment will prevail.
Yeah, I think they will lose this in court. I have no doubt about it. Liberty Council is in the process of preparing a federal lawsuit right now to challenge this law in California on behalf of crisis pregnancy centers. I don't see this surviving. However, you know, the courts have not been so reasonable on the Constitution, so you just never know. But I think at the end of the day, this is so patently outrageous and contrary to common sense and the constitutional principles of speech and religion and freedom of association that it'll be struck down. So go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and you can download our naughty and nice list. Make a difference this Christmas season. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Call us or give us an email. Go to the website, lc.org. The email is liberty@lc.org. And let us know what you're seeing out here in the stores. Let us know who is silent on this issue, who will simply ignore this matter and who is actually acknowledging Christmas. I think it's important for you to make a difference, and you have clearly made a difference over the years, and we want to continue the momentum. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel, and support Liberty Counsel with your financial gifts, especially at this time of the year. Make a difference in this season. Call us today or visit our website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com for more information and for our email reports.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.